Take one low-resource county in rural Maine with lots of at-risk residents for heart disease. Add a comprehensive program to impact on three risk factors, and what do you get? Ariel Medford, a medical student at Johns Hopkins and one author of an upcoming book on an educational approach to reduce heart disease, says the outcome is a big deal.
It's a big deal for a number of reasons. One, it's a low-income community. A lot of patients are just labeled as non-compliant. But I think a big issue is they're identifying groups that are at risk, and then they're showing that if you take action and have an integrated program to improve compliance, then patients are actually showing changes. The authors cite over a 12-year period, almost $5.5 million in savings from reduced hospitalizations. And I suspect that the cost to implement the program would be way over shadowed by the savings.
Medford would welcome deployment of such a strategy nationally, as heart disease remains the number one cause of death. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.